1850 715 815.
Hello, good afternoon. You're very welcome to Friday's Liveline. Five one double 51 is our text number. Katie Hannon sitting in for Joe again. Rosita Sweetman, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Katie.
Rosita, tell us about your exhibition, Something About Mary.
Well, the exhibition and the collection of Virgin Marys began about 8 years ago when Shane McGowan gave me a drawing of the Virgin Mary he'd done on a floor tile. And I thought it was really interesting that Shane, you know, with such a reputation, was drawing the Virgin Mary, and also that he drew her in really strong colours, not pastels, that her hand is up and that she has a little fellow with a Kalashnikov in the corner. Shane said he was looking after her. And I started collecting, like just going around auctions and finding Mary's. Then I set up a Facebook page and people started sending in images from all over the world, you know, from street art, from auctions they'd been to, from every corner of the world.
Yeah, and it's not just images. You've collected a real massive collection of statues as well of Virgin Mary's.
There's everything. We've a snow globe Mary, we've a T-shirt Mary, there's every single tattoo Mary. She's I suppose an icon that's recognised all over the world of mother, of woman, of caring.
And tell us then, so you decided you have this big collection and you wanted to share it, so you decided to offer it as an open night to Culture Night, which of course is coming up September 20th, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Yeah. And the Culture Night people were wonderful because it was very late in the day and they said, brilliant idea, we love it, and put me into the catalogue and the book they've produced and up on their web. And they've been amazing.
And you were actually going to invite people into your home in Rathmines. You have a small, as you say, a cottage in Rathmines. And this was going to be your contribution to Culture Night.
Yeah.
But you're having second thoughts, Rosita.
I'm definitely having second thoughts. On Wednesday night, it was sort of quite late in the evening, about 9:30 or so, I got a phone call. And usually I don't answer a number if I don't recognise it. But I was busy in the middle of something and just picked it up. And this guy started, like, straight into abuse. He'd seen the image and he said, how dare you use the Virgin Mary like that? That's absolutely sacrilegious. It's defamatory. And I said, one funny thing, I sort of was trying to be really calm and I said, of course, you're totally entitled to your view. And he said, I'm more than entitled. Then I thought, well, no, like, if you're entitled, then I'm entitled, you know, and everybody's entitled to their view. It's not just one view. But he got more and more aggressive then, and then started saying he was going to come over and do damage. And I actually hung up at that point because I got a bit alarmed. And, you know, I thought, is he going to do damage to some of the pieces? Is he going to damage somebody at the exhibition? You know, it's very personal when it's inside your own space. And
Did you report it, Rosita? Did you take it further?
I did. I rang the Gardaí because I'm literally about 5 minutes from Rathmines Gardaí, and they were brilliant. They came straight up and took down all the details, and they said they couldn't, like, they were very sympathetic, but they said they couldn't do anything on the strength of one phone call. but just to sit tight and see if there were any more phone calls. But
What was it that you know triggered this phone call? I mean, I'm looking at the image that was advertising your exhibition. It's an image of the Virgin Mary with her photograph being taken by a soldier.
Well, Culture and I actually used two different images. The one of Mary being scanned by an American soldier is by a Galway-based artist, Conor McGuire. But they used another one in their book, which is a collage with Mary with the Sacred Heart image. And in her heart is written repeal.
Oh, yes. Listeners might remember that was an image that was used by the repeal campaign during the referendum on repeal. So do you think that was what upset him?
That's what he was giving out about. Yeah, I don't think he'd seen the other image. He'd got hold of the booklet and God, he must have been hours going through it because there's hundreds of amazing events and it's a tiny little photo, but anyway.
It was enough to upset him. And are you religious yourself, Rosita?
No, I was brought up a Catholic, but I'm definitely not part of the Catholic Church or what they represent anymore. But I'm a feminist and I'm a mum and... you know, I love the image of the Virgin Mary and I love what young artists are doing with her, you know, in street art, in their own art. Like, we've got some really beautiful images. You know, it's an icon, you know, and it's there aren't that many female icons in Ireland.
Is there street art with Mary, the Virgin Mary, in Ireland?
I can't think of one off the top of my head in Ireland, but all around the world, there are images of her, you know, put up. Definitely.
The little piece, you know, referring to the exhibition, says that the collection is not religious, but it's a reclamation of Mary as a feminist goddess. Explain that to me, Rosita.
Well, I suppose, like I said, like there aren't that many feminist icons that everybody can recognise, you know. And I think my idea was, and what I got from Shane's image was that Mary doesn't have to be this de-sexed, pastel dress, eyes down, hands folded image. It can be a really powerful image.
But I suppose some people might ask, like, what has the Virgin Mary, as we've, you know, as she has been described to us, as we all learnt about when we were in school, perhaps, like, what has she done to deserve to qualify as a feminist goddess? I mean, in some ways, you could say she just did what she was told.
Well, yeah, like, who knows who she really is, but it was the idea, I suppose it was the idea of what we were told about her in school that why Shane's image struck me so powerfully, because we were presented with this image, like the image of Mary, the goddess Mary, like it goes back thousands of years to other female goddess images. Like, it's in a long line of female goddesses. But the Mary we were fed was disempowered. You know, her clothes were washed out pastel. Her eyes were down. She never was doing anything with her hands, you know, except holding a baby. And Shane's image was, you know, Mary with her arm up, you know, in really strong colours. And that just sparked something in me. And I thought, yeah, look, it's the interpretation we were given was so narrow and so male-centred and I don't want to say anything horrible about nuns or priests, but it was their image, you know, of Mary, of a female goddess, but and we don't.
Yeah, are they not entitled to that? I mean, I know you say you're not religious, and that the inspiration behind this collection is not religious. It's coming from a different place. But if you are religious and this image is very precious to you, and you know to have it kind of taken from you in this way, it might be seen as disrespectful.
I totally understand. You know, the debate and the fight for repealing the eighth. There are a lot of people very hurt and very angry about it. And I totally understand that people who are, you know, fully religious and haven't questioned it at all can get very upset. But there's another side to the story. Like, they can't have it all their own way all of the time. They can't say, this is the way it is, nothing can ever change, this is set in stone, this is the Virgin Mary. No, she's interpreted all over the world in different ways. And we show that in the exhibition. You know, we have images from Japan, from America, from Inishbofin. You know, they're all interpreting her in their own way. You know, it's not.
But I suppose they I'm just trying to see it from the position of somebody who you know would be devout Catholic and would have a devotion, and there are a lot of people who do have a very special devotion to the Virgin Mary, and they might feel that they're entitled to their interpretation and they're entitled not to have it diluted or, you know, in any way disrespected, because she is ultimately, you may say she's a feminist goddess, but she is ultimately a religious figure.
Well, Mary is actually based on goddesses that go back hundreds and hundreds of years, you know, but before the Catholic Church. You know, and I understand if people get upset, but they can't, you know, you can't actually say this image is the only image of Mary that's ever to be allowed, and nothing else must ever be done with her. The world, it's 2019, the world doesn't work like that anymore.
I'm just aware that, like, if it was that image that was used in the repeal campaign, which, again, just to describe it to people, it's one of those classic pictures of the icons of Mary with the with a kind of a mashup with this of the Sacred Heart picture, and then the repeal slogan across the Sacred Heart in her chest. You can see why that particular reinterpretation or use of that image would be particularly provocative for a devout Catholic who would have made perhaps strong feelings on the right to life issue.
People who are totally adamant on the right to life are entitled to their view. But so are people who think that's absolute nonsense, the right to life, that it was imposed on women mainly by celibate men, and that it's a complete nonsense. And a referendum was carried fighting back against that clause being inserted into the Constitution, trying to make it a thing that no Irish woman ever could get an abortion here. But when you think about it, it's absolutely outrageous. Of course, people who believe unquestioningly in the Catholic Church are entitled to do that, but they are not entitled to impose that upon other people. You know, if they're entitled to their belief, other people are equally entitled to their belief.
Okay, well, stay with us, please, Rosita, because I have Siobhan McNamee on the line. Good afternoon, Siobhan.
Good afternoon.
What's your opinion on that point?
Well, my opinion doesn't matter. It's what the Catholic Church says. And the Catholic Church The Blessed Mother is God's mother. She is not based on anyone. She's totally unique. She is not a goddess. That is profoundly... I am absolutely annoyed here speaking about this to that person. I won't call her a lady. She's brought in other topics now, and it just makes me more aware of her pro-abortion antics. But getting back to Our Lady, she should find out exactly who Our Lady is. We do know her. She's the Blessed Mother. She's God's mother. She should go up to Knock. I don't know where that lady is from. She should go up to Knock and find out firsthand. The priests will inform her of who the Blessed Mother is. Basically, that's it. It's not very complicated at all.
Are you a Catholic yourself, Siobhan?
Profoundly Catholic, yeah. Only for God. I don't know where I'd be today.
And would you have a devotion to the Blessed Virgin?
Oh my God, am I that holy? I would say the rosary a day, one rosary a day. I don't have a very good head.
That's considered pretty holy.
I don't know. I'm a big sinner. But I do not like people giving their own personal opinions about anybody's religion. And when you get,
but I suppose, Siobhan, if I just to cut in there for a second, surely yes, Everyone is entitled to their personal opinions.
They're entitled to their own personal opinions, but not to put it out. Like, I mean, that lady can believe whatever she wants about the Blessed Mother, but to come over here and to deride the Blessed Mother of all people, plus, I mean, the Lord is getting a battering these days. Nobody believes in God anymore. You know, they don't believe in the devil. They're deriding the Blessed Mother. They don't believe in angels, or if they do, it's all these, I don't know what you'd call them.
But are people not entitled to not believe if that's where they're coming from?
They do have free will. They don't have to believe in everything. But if you're going to give out about someone else's religion, get to know the person who you're giving out about, because she doesn't know the Blessed Mother.
Okay, let me.
She's not a goddess. It's a terrible thing to say.
Okay. I just want Rosita to respond to that. Rosita, you've obviously offended Siobhan, and she really believes that language, calling the Blessed Virgin a goddess, being based on other goddesses that predate the Catholic religion. What do you say to that?
What can I say? Like, she's, again, completely and 100% entitled to have her own beliefs. But so am I, and so are hundreds and hundreds of other people.
You're depicting the Blessed Mother, but you are depicting the Blessed Mother as she is, truly is. Never mind people's individual opinions, because they mean nothing, but you are depicting the Blessed Mother's persona wrongly, and there are innocent people out there, and you're giving the wrong impression. Like, to call Our Lady a goddess, Our Lady would be highly offended. She would not want that title. She was the most humblest of people. She obeyed the Lord. She went through many trials. You should go through the seven sorrows of the Blessed Mother. Just go through the seven sorrows, look it up on YouTube, go through the Bible. She suffered immensely. She was very human, but she was immaculate. She had no sin whatsoever. And to call her a goddess, first of all, my God, she would hate it. She would ask, and Our Lady never hated anything. The only thing we're supposed to hate is sin. We are supposed to hate sin. And what you're saying is totally untrue, never mind anything else. It's false what you're preaching there.
I'm not preaching anything. I'm not into
preaching.
Our Lady
was a feminist. Our Lady certainly wasn't a feminist. She did as she was told. I mean, the feminists today, they don't want any male. I don't know what the word is. Power over them. But Our Lady did totally what she was. She was the most free person in the whole world. She had nothing on her conscience. She was pure, inviolate, everything. She was the most beautiful of women. And she had a lovely relationship with St. Joseph. And she was perfectly at peace. But you say that to any feminist today, and none of the feminists are happy today. None of them. They're all up in arms. And it's actually going against what they are made, feminine.
Siobhan, can I just ask you, how do you feel you know the Virgin Mary so well? Because there isn't an awful lot in the Bible, actually,
there
about her as a person.
No, there isn't an awful lot, but she is in the Bible. She was there from the very birth, like when Jesus was. She was conceived of Jesus.
But
she's all through the Bible, really. If you say the rosary every day, you're actually meditating on the different mysteries.
But are you assuming some of that material? Like, how do you know she had a good relationship with Joseph, for instance? Where is that coming from?
She was always very content, even though she suffered a lot.
But do
she
we know that, more. Though? Do we know that, Siobhan?
Well, do we know anything? I mean, I don't have a very good brain. I'm not a very good person to argument on. That's why I wouldn't go on any many shows or anything. But you get to know it through the Bible, through meditation on the rosary, through the different mysteries. Our Lady was there. She suffered. She suffered greatly through the sorrowful mysteries from the beginning of Jesus' birth. She knew that Jesus was going to be hung on a cross and crucified. Like, I mean, tell me now.
Would you not, Siobhan, be curious to see this exhibition? Because
I've heard, not at all. It would actually turn my stomach. You only need a few lines to get the gist of anything. And when you
but
hear
there's
this
some
feminist,
beautiful pieces here, some beautiful statues, some beautiful images that Rosita has been gathering for a very long time.
I have my own. I wouldn't need to go. I have my own rosary and I say my own prayers. I have my own statues in my house. And I don't need to go to anyone's spectacle or whatever you want to call it, show, whatever it is. I don't know what it is.
Okay,
not
stay,
really interested.
Stay there with us, Siobhan, please. I want to go to Anne. Anne Cantwell, would you go to this exhibition?
Sorry?
Would you go to Rosita's exhibition?
No, I wouldn't. I've only one thing to say. As far as I'm concerned, she is the Mother of God. And that's just exactly who she is. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we're sitting here listening to these programs and these individuals coming on and making their comments. But at the end of the day, she is the Mother of God. No matter, she's not a goddess. She's not a feminist. She is just God's mother. And she's my mother. And I wear her around my neck because I've absolutely
She's a saint, though. Is a saint not a sort of a Catholic religious version of what would have been called a goddess?
No, I wouldn't think so. I would never consider her like that. You know, and none of my family, from what I know, wouldn't consider her like that. They just see her as the Mother of God, who we pray to for to look after us as mothers, to look after our families the way she looked after her son. She minded him until he was 33 years of age, and she watched her son die on the cross. I mean, that was something for a mother. And I pray to Mary because I just think she's wonderful. And that's all I have to say. Is that okay?
Are you actually offended by the idea that anyone would refer to her as a goddess?
Well, I don't like what that lady said, and I could see at the end of her message that she was into something else as well. She brought in other subjects, and look,
exactly.
That's dead and gone, and let it go, and stop knocking the church. It's just scandalous. And, you know, there's lots of families like me who sit listening to the radio and are just screaming, oh, here we go again. Another one of these to bash the church. And now she's trying to bring down Mary, and I'm sorry. Well, I have to go now. Is that okay?
Okay. I've lost Anne there, I think.
Yeah. I can understand. She's too angry. I'm getting angry too. I'll tell you, there's many people in Ireland with their blood boiling listening to that person. I won't call her a lady, but how dare she mock the Blessed Mother?
Let me just let Rosita, are you still with us?
I am.
You're getting a lot of people very offended, obviously, and genuinely offended. What do you have to say to them?
Just one thing I notice, that the thing that seems to be triggering people is Mary as a feminist.
You were the one that said she was a feminist. You were the one that said she was a feminist.
Please, we'll just let Rosita respond now, please, Siobhan.
And like their image of Mary seems to be this completely passive creature who follows whatever the men say, you know, who is always good and cheerful and kind and sweet and all those things. A very, very passive female. And I think that it's actually the opposite of where women are coming to at the moment, that feminism, that women becoming empowered, coming into their own right, is really in the ascendant at the moment.
That doesn't make it right.
Anna,
that doesn't make it right just because it's being modern and coming on the offendant or whatever that word is.
Siobhan, can I ask you, do you think feminist is like, it's a dirty word, that it's not something you would like
I
to be associated
do, I do.
With?
I think once I hear the word feminist, I think of aggression and people who are not happy with their femininity and they deny their femininity and they want to be better than the men. And they're making the men feminine.
You
I think it's all upside down.
You don't think it's about equality? Because many people would argue that being a feminist is actually about wanting
it's
equality.
Aggression. Yeah, it's aggression. It's about aggression and overcoming male power. And we are equal anyway. God made man and woman equal. So there's nothing to argue. We are equal. It's just that the women have upsurged themselves, denied their own femininity, which is so sad, because women are beautiful. They don't act beautiful. And they're becoming more like men, and the men are becoming more like women today. It's totally absurd.
Okay.
That's the truth.
I want to go to Lezek. Lezek, is it? Lezek Wulnik.
It is indeed.
Hi, Lezek. Make your point for us, please.
Well, I've only just come to this a little while ago when I turned the radio on, and I'm kind of shocked by this discussion because there's all this talk about some images and what these images might represent. And Rosita there is getting a lot of flack because she's just said something. And for me, the kind of upset that I'm hearing today is that Rosita's been threatened for saying something. It's just the most extraordinary thing. I mean, how can someone be threatened in their home for saying something?
I think the point was, Lezek, she wasn't actually, she hadn't said anything at all at that point, that she was threatened on the basis of a catalogue photograph. You're involved with the Copper House Gallery yourself.
I am indeed. And I suppose, first of all, Rosita, I'd like to say I'm just so sorry that this has happened to you. And
I'd just be
so happy to show this at the Copper House, and I always feel tearful for you, Rosita, but I feel that I'd like to stand next to you and we could keep each other safe, eh?
Ah, wonderful. Thank you so much.
Well, yeah. Thank you.
Could I just address one or two of the other points? Rosita isn't actually saying anything. She's showing some really wonderful images of Mary from around the world. You know, different interpretations of how different people see Mary, you know. And one of the previous callers said that Mary is her mother and Mary is the mother of us all. And shouldn't we be allowed to talk about our moms? Shouldn't we be allowed at this point in our lives, you know, like that particular mom, I mean, she's over 2,000 years old now. Would she not? And I'm not a Catholic. I mean, I was brought up a Catholic, but I don't practice as a Catholic because too many conversations around Catholicism, like have gone on today, still come out on our airways. But wouldn't it be interesting to see what our mom from 2,000 years ago might have to say to us today? And maybe
it's in the Bible, but you don't need to find out from anybody. It's in the Bible and the Rosary.
I'm sorry, the Bible was written 2,000 years ago. I'd love to hear what Mary would have to say to us today. I'd love to hear her have a chat with you, maybe quietly, about why you would come on and, I don't know, be cross with Rosita instead of asking Rosita,
because
are you all right?
Because
everything
she has said is wrong about Our Lady. Every single thing.
Because she hasn't said anything.
Because
she's... No, but other people have.
Would you please
just take a moment just to say to Rosita, I'm sorry you were threatened in your house. Or actually, would you mind
obviously nobody should be threatened in their house, but we're getting off the point. If
I'm
Our Lady
sorry,
should
but
be...
That, That is the point.
It is getting off the point. And you just said a few minutes ago.
But my lady is well able to look after herself. She's been here for 2,000 years. She's still inspiring you with such passion.
I love our Blessed Mother, but I don't want the untruth told about the Blessed Mother.
I can't speak for Rosita because I'm only just come to this. I haven't spoken with Rosita at all other than to wish her well. And
well, you're going to show her works in your place, aren't you? You're going to show her works
I'm
in your place.
I'm absolutely delighted to show her work in anywhere.
And you're going to keep her company for the next year or so. So I think you're pretty good buddies, if you ask me.
What do you mean for the year?
Don't speak badly about the Blessed Mother, for God's sake.
I'm not speaking badly. All I've said is she is the most wonderful woman and her legacy has endured for 2,000 years.
And she wasn't just a woman, she was God's mother. She wasn't just a woman, an ordinary mom, as you said. She was God's mother. I don't know any other mother who went through what our Blessed Mother went through. She is not just an ordinary mother.
I'm agreeing with you. She is the most wonderful person. Of course she is. Nothing is taking away from that.
But she's more than wonderful. She went through things that we wouldn't have any idea about going through. We would die. She stood at the foot of
nobody,
the cross.
Nobody is taking an ounce or a molecule of that away from you.
You have done it.
Nobody is disrespect. How? Nobody is disrespecting
you've called her
you
a goddess.
Your beliefs.
You've called
I
her
haven't.
A goddess.
I haven't.
You've called
just,
her a feminist. Totally untrue.
Sorry.
I've only rang last night to offer Rosita some support and to offer to host her show. I haven't said anything other than
that. It's all to do with money. Yeah, go and sell the Blessed Mother at a show or something. The more you talk, the more you upset me. And I'm sure hundreds of people... Let's just be clear,
Siobhan. I think that the exhibition is free. There's been no suggestion that this is a commercial operation.
I would hope it would be a commercial operation.
But
this is
please,
culture.
If you ever talk about the Blessed Mother, would you say it truthfully? And we don't want anybody's interpretation of anything. I never gave my own personal opinion because I don't think it's worth anything. The truth is the truth.
Can I just interrupt you there? Every single image, every single sculpt you have of the Blessed Mary that exists on this planet is somebody's interpretation.
In the right mode. Of course, you'll be seen, Our Lady, in the right mode.
But what is the right mode?
It's her mode.
No, it's not my mode. I don't know what your name is, Rosita. No, it's not my mode. And we're going from being picky to more picky.
I'm not saying about
the Blessed Mother the way you have been speaking about her, because you are really, really, I'll tell you, not offending me. I just wonder about how the Lord is looking at all of this blasphemy, because that's what it is blasphemy. It's blasphemy against the Blessed Mother, number one, number two, against the Lord God, and number three, against all the faithful Catholics in this country who are being lambasted left, right and centre.
Okay, I've got Siobhan. I don't want to cut across you, but I do need to take a break. But please stay with us, Rosita, okay. Siobhan and Leslie, because we want to continue this discussion after these.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
And you're very welcome back. And we're talking about an exhibition that was due to take place as part of the Culture Night on September 20th. Rosita Sweetman has been spent years collecting various images and statues of the Blessed Virgin. And there's some people taking issue with her interpretation of that iconic figure in Catholicism. I want to go to Owen. Owen, good afternoon.
Hello.
Owen, you're an atheist, are you?
Yeah, I've been an atheist for about 40 years and I was brought up Catholic.
And what did you think about this?
Well, it's just more of the Irish liberal elite. Rosita Sweetman is a veteran member of the Irish liberal elite. When she came on first, I was surprised, because I recognised her name, that she was having an exhibition about the Blessed Virgin Mary. Or I think that's what she called her at the time, at the beginning of the programme. And very quickly, after about a minute, it became clear once she starts mentioning Shane McGowan and his depiction of Mary, that it was yet another, it was going to be another anti-clergy, anti-Catholic clergy diatribe. What surprises me is that the Irish liberal elite and the UK liberal elite don't have the guts, the same as the Danish liberal elite, who were not only threatened in their homes, but when they depicted the Muhammad in cartoons, they were murdered, assassinated in their offices. We're not condoning that as an appropriate response, surely. Under no circumstance did I say you were condoning it. What I'm saying is you, Casey, Rosita, RTE, News Talk, and all the liberal elite in Ireland refuse to actually demean the Prophet Muhammad the way you do about Jesus and the way you do about the Virgin Mary.
Okay, let me put that to Rosita. Rosita, we are all part of the liberal elite, and there is a point there, though, isn't there? That would you consider, compiling a similar exhibition of various images of Muhammad, which, of course, we know has, you know, is an extremely sensitive issue for members of the for Muslims.
God, I'm just amazed how people's minds work.
Don't be so patronising.
Well, you're calling me a member of the liberal elite. Like, I'm just a mum and a feminist living in Dublin. I'm not part of an elite anything. The collection is a celebration of Mary. It's a celebration of womanhood. It's a celebration of female values.
Will you answer Katie's question?
It's in no way denigrating.
Will you answer Katie's question about will you depict Muhammad as a gay icon, for example?
Why would I do that?
Because you've depicted Mary in a role that the majority of Catholics don't agree with. Again, I'm an atheist. I don't particularly care how you depict Mary or Jesus or Muhammad. It's double standards. You're in a group thinking bubble, Rosita. Now get over it.
I'm not in any
bubble. Look, I'm a writer. Work on my own. I'm not part of any elite or any thinking bubble. And I can't stress enough. The collection and the exhibition is in honour of Mary.
You're still not answering Katie's question about will you depict Muhammad, for example, as a gay icon?
Why on earth would I depict Muhammad as a gay icon?
This is why I'm thinking you're in a group thinking bubble. You can't see the import of my question, because the people you surround yourself with in your daily life, they all think the same as you and the liberal elite and the media in Ireland.
Can I ask you a question, Owen?
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, in terms of, because you say there that you're accusing Rosita of depicting or interpreting the Blessed Virgin in a way that is offensive to most people, the majority of people who would be Catholic members, you know, of the Catholic faith. What do you think is, and I'm asking this as a serious question, what do you think is offensive about the idea of the Virgin Mary as a feminist goddess?
So you're assuming that I think it's offensive. You obviously didn't hear me saying I don't care how she's represented.
But what do you think is offensive to people? Why do you think this is, in general sense, offensive?
Okay. This is why I'm an atheist, because I don't want people, whether it's clergy or anyone else, telling me what to do. So the people who are offended by this depiction of Mary, and those who were offended by the depiction of Muhammad, are effectively brainwashed and indoctrinated into their religions. But that's totally beside the point. It's the double standards of Rosita and the liberal media in Ireland and the UK who refuse to dole out the same type of invective against Islam and Muslims as they do against Catholics and the clergy, the Catholic clergy.
Is that a fair point? Rosita, isn't that a point that should be addressed, though? That we are hypersensitive, very sensitive about images of Muhammad, and for good reason, because there has been a lot, you know, violence associated with people who have gone down that road. But we feel like we are entitled to reinterpret or you know, criticize or you know, we're much freer about how we talk about Catholic religion or Christianity.
I don't quite get where he's coming from. He says he doesn't care, but yet he's getting very worked up.
Don't be so patronising. Please don't be so patronising. You're doing it again.
Could I just speak for a minute? Because
Not if you're going to patronise me.
But you do seem to be quite exercised about this, Owen. I mean, to be
fair. Because I've listened for 20 years. It's the same with the Brexit debate. People like Rosita would be in favour of remaining in the EU. They regard people who are not as deplorables, the same way they regard Catholics as deplorables and the Catholic clergy as deplorables. Now, I'm in no way excusing what the Catholic clergy have been proven to have done over the last 30 or 40 years across the globe. But there's a mentality here by the likes of Rosita, and it's the patronising attitude that she continues. She just doesn't get what I'm saying. I'm not saying I'm right or I'm wrong, but she doesn't even understand my thought process in this, because she surrounded herself by like-minded, liberal, sort of group thinkers. They're in an echo chamber.
Okay, Rosita, have a think about that and hold the thought, because I have to take another break. But please, everyone, stay with us because we want to continue this after these.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
Rosita Sweetman, there, just before the break, Owen was accusing you of groupthink, of, you know, not understanding where they were comfortable, what anyone outside of your group would be thinking. Do you get why devout Catholics might balk at the notion of the Blessed Virgin as a feminist goddess?
I was just thinking about the whole collection and exhibition while there was a break there. And everything about it up to now has been about love. Like Shane McGowan is such an incredible, beautiful human being. He gave me, I barely know him, he gave me this incredible present of the Virgin Mary he'd drawn on a floor tile. Like, he's mad about her. I thought, that's amazing. I started collecting images. Images have come to me from all over the world.
How many images do you think you actually have at this stage, Rosita?
Well, there are about 500 statues and prints and paintings. And then there are, 3,000 or 4,000 images that have just come in online. That I have on my Facebook page.
And where do you keep the statues? Because obviously that's a lot of statues. Where do you? Can you draw a leg in your house without hitting a statue?
They've actually been in a stable in Carlo, in my dear cousin's house, for the last 7 years, and we've just frantically been reclaiming them and cleaning them and getting them ready for the exhibition. So they're in my other great friend's house, Brona Cullen, just down the road from me here. So, yeah, no, it's a lot of artwork. But I just, I hate this feeling of so much anger and hatred and everything come. Like, the exhibition, the collection, I've never had anything but positive feelings about it and people enjoying it and, you know, people at auction saying, oh, yeah, you collect Virgin Mary, here's a wonderful one. It's so not about demeaning Mary. It's so not about demeaning the church. It's nothing to do with the church. It is Mary as a feminist goddess. And I'm not quite sure why goddess is seen as a terrible word. Like, I think goddess is a wonderful word. You know, let's have more feminist goddesses.
Okay, stay with us. Ruth O'Connell, good afternoon.
Hi, how are you?
You want to stick up for Rosita?
I really did. I find it completely unfathomable how people can be so threatened by an exhibition that is clearly coming from a place of respect, kindness, artistic value, and a respect for other people's world beliefs. Now, really, Rosita has said time and time again that this is something that she is doing from a place of basically a place of respect. If people are so threatened by depictions of Mary, who they revere, clearly, from listening to people on your show, then there's a problem with them. This is not a problem with Rosita. This is not an attack on your faith. Why can she not have her own interpretation? Who made Siobhan the guardian of our thought processes? I'm very offended on Rosita's behalf, if she'll allow me to be. And I just think it's wrong.
Rosita, you'd be relieved to have somebody sticking up for you there. But can you understand that people are sensitive? Like, this isn't just a figure, a historical figure. This is very connected to people's faith and their devotion, and they have very particular views about that.
Yes. Look, I could believe that Scooby-Doo is my Lord and Saviour. That's fine. If I'm secure enough in that, why would somebody putting a pink hat on him offend me? My thoughts are my own thoughts. My beliefs are my beliefs. Now, I'm an atheist, I need to say, but I fully respect people's rights to have the faith that they have. Why are people so offended by somebody who chooses to have her own interpretation of Mary's strength and courage if you believe in her? Honestly, why are you so offended?
Okay, well, let's find out. Carl Martin. Good afternoon, Carl.
Hi, Katie.
Are you offended?
I'm offended by, as Owen said, the fact that it's only the Catholic Church in particular, and even Christians in general, who are lampooned. For instance, just look at the Irish Times this week with Mike Pence and his wife. They were lampooned in one particular report over their belief about gay marriage and stuff like that.
Are you talking about Miriam Lord's piece? It got wide circulation over the week.
Now, I wrote the Irish Times a very reasonable letter, and it wasn't published. But if I'd written a letter supporting her, it would have been. But just
do you want to say what was the headline of that piece?
I can't now. I haven't got it in front of me. I think it was
something about the Mike Pence that he came to Ireland and he shat on the good carpet, if I can say that, on afternoon radio on RTE.
Well, it wasn't that one, actually. It was the previous one, which was in the shape of a report on what happened when he went towards a neutron. But his opinions about gay marriage and that those of his wife were dragged in. And I just thought, if that was an Islamic leader, that would never be done, even though in places like Iran and Saudi Arabia, gay people are executed and women are stoned, you know. But you won't get Miriam Lord or any of the other people in the, sorry, my throat there's a bit sore, you won't get like them.
I think I have read a lot of commentary, you know, lampooning or otherwise, about those kind of policies in places like Saudi Arabia. I don't think it's fair enough to say you won't from Miriam or whoever, you won't get them commenting or writing about that.
Well, I never remember her lampooning when one of the senior Islamic clerics from Iran came over here.
So your point, anyway, Carl, is that you feel that people feel they have a free pass, basically, to have a go at Catholicism and say things they would never say about another religion.
Yes, and I mean, it's all right if Rosita wants to have an exhibition in her house, well and good, but she's been backed up by this group who run Culture Night. That's a semi-official body. Now, would they do that, say, if, as Owen said, if someone was running something about extreme forms of Islam or something like that?
Could I just say, I'm not sure why Islam is being brought into it. Like, we live in Ireland, most
exactly,
or a huge majority of people.
Well, for instance, Rosita.
Could I just say what I was going to say?
Oh, yeah, okay, sorry. My card went on the phone because you don't hear all of what you're saying so clearly when I'm on the phone, so I apologise for that.
Rosita,
oh,
go
no
ahead.
Worries.
Yeah.
It's just like, we're living in Ireland, in our culture. I don't really see the relevance of attacking Islam or attacking Muhammad. Like, that's not really anything to do with us. And
yes.
I'll just finish on this point. The exhibition is in no way attacking Mary. It's a celebration of Mary. It's a celebration of her images from all around the globe.
But Rosita, I know lots of very sincere Catholics and very sincere born-again Christians, and they find it offensive that the Virgin Mary would be linked to a campaign to bring in abortion. Now, I don't necessarily agree with their older views on abortion, but I can see their point.
I totally concede their point, but it's not their, they do not have a right to impose their views on everybody else. That's
true.
And
but the point is,
we live
is,
in
would,
a democracy.
Yes,
they
we do.
They have a right to their views, and people with different views have a right to their views.
But you see, that's the point that Owen was trying to make. Culture Night are supporting your venture. They would not support a venture that, say, highlighted the stoning of women in Islamic countries under Sharia law. Now, you say it's nothing to do with our culture, but I'm afraid we've almost 100,000 people of the Muslim faith in Ireland. The days when the Catholic Church was our culture, full stop, is gone. And, you know,
I'm
completely welcomed.
I'm so glad the days of when the Catholic Church ruled everything.
Yes, and so am I.
I'm really, really glad about that.
Yes, exactly.
And I accept if people have different views to mine, but I don't try and ram my... I don't say, look, this is the way it's going to be. Nobody else can do... Like, it's, those days are gone. People are entitled.
Exactly. But what's happened now is... things have turned 360 degrees, and instead of the Catholic Church getting rammed down your throat, you get with the collusion of the state, you get the liberal left agenda rammed down your throat with the collusion of the state, bodies like Culture Night, who receive state funding. Now, that's the point I think that Owen was trying to make.
Have you seen Culture Night's programme?
I haven't seen the program, but I've seen it in previous years. Isn't it? Doesn't it get money from the state?
They absolutely do. They get money from the arts council.
Yeah, exactly.
But would
the arts council give money to some group that was, say, critical of Islam or Hinduism or whatever? Which were producing images that were regarded as insulting, say, to people of the Muslim faith, or produced images that were regarded as insulting to the Hindu faith. I don't think they would.
But this isn't attacking Mary. It's celebrating Mary.
Yeah, well, that's in your view. Among believers, Christian believers, it would be seen as insulting Mary and what she represents.
Can I maybe ask you, Rosita, did at any point when you were putting this together and offering this exhibition to Culture Night, did it occur to you that it might be controversial in some circles?
Absolutely not. No, look, like that phone call the other night, I was stunned by it because, as I said, like from the time when Shane gave me the image he had done of Mary, there's been nothing but good feelings about it and encouragement and joy and people sending in wonderful images, you know, either people making images, you know, when they hear about the collection, they say, oh, you know, artists or, you know, children, people say, yeah, no, I'd love to make a Mary for you. But it's not... that's why the whole thing about Muslims and attacking Muhammad or anything. Look, it's not an attack on Mary. It's a celebration of Mary. And I'm so stunned at the negativity about it.
Okay,
I don't get it.
Stay with us, Rosita. I have to take another break. 51551 is our text.
Joe Duffy.
Talk to Joe on 1850-715-815.
And I want to go now to Christina. Good afternoon to you, Christina.
Hello, Katie. Good afternoon. I am absolutely amazed at how this whole programme is going and shocked at the way Rosita is being treated. I just cannot get over it. And then this other lady who was on, Siobhan, I was just wondering, does she have a direct line to Mary? She seemed to know exactly how Mary would feel about this statue or being called a goddess. You know, Rosita has a right to exhibit her statues. I'm not into statues myself personally, but, you know, she has a right to exhibit them. And even though I'm not into them, I would certainly go along and have a look, because I feel that people have no right to come on and condemn if they haven't gone to see the exhibition and see exactly what it's like. I don't think she's out to offend anybody. I'm a Catholic. I'm not offended by her. And I would say that most level-headed people of all religions would not be offended by her. You have to realise, and I think the people of Ireland, the Catholics of Ireland, have to realise, you don't have a monopoly on Mary. Mary is a worldwide, if you like, figure, the mother of God, and people of all religions. It's not just Catholics. You've got Church of Ireland, Church of England people. There's people who are atheists who actually believe in Mary or admire Mary for the job she did. So I don't think Rosita is out to offend anybody, and I just think the way she's been treated on the show, and then to be bringing in all this about the Muslims, and she's not offending anyone, and all religions have a right, should have a right, to exhibit the statue of whoever their God is, whether it be Buddha, Jesus, anybody. You know, it's their right. And why should they be sort of almost stoned verbally on our national radio?
We might be careful about what analogies we use now in relation to the conversation.
Yeah, I know, but that's how it sounds. You know, that this woman is being criticised and...
And you think very unfairly.
Yeah, absolutely, totally unfairly. Okay. And I think the other two ladies who were on, who were so bigoted, and that's the problem in this country.
Well, no, of course, they would say that they weren't. That wasn't bigotry that they were displaying. They were just merely, genuinely offended because...
Yeah, but why? I don't see why they're being offended. Okay. And as the other lady was on earlier, Ruth, yes, I think she's right, that the problem lies with the people who rang in objecting. The problem lies with them. It's not about Mary.
Okay, Christine, I thank you for that. I want to let you go. I think I want to go to... Have I got Paul on the line there? Okay, no, I've just lost Paul. We'll hopefully go to him in a moment. Rosita, does that give you some comfort that Christina's words there?
Thank you very much to Christine. Could I just quickly say two things, Katie? One, we actually have a beautiful image from the Chester Beatty Library of Mary, who's called Mariam in the Quran. And this is an absolutely beautiful image which we have in the collection. And the other thing...
And does Mary feature in the Quran?
Hugely. Hugely, yep. She's called Mariam. Yep, but no.
I think that'll come as a surprise to a lot of people, Rosita.
Absolutely, yeah, absolutely.
Okay, do you know what, I was trying to get Paul on the line there, Rosita, because he has actually written a book about the Virgin Mary. Is that right, Paul?
Well, I called the book The Real Mary.
The Real Mary.
The Real Mary. Yes, because the real Mary is quite different than the Mary of superstition. If you read the Mary of the Scriptures and of the Book of Luke, you see she was a fabulous person. Number one, she was a Jewish person, an Orthodox Jewish person. And she would have, as a Jewish person, she would have nothing to do with images or statues. Not that this woman doesn't have the right to collect statues or exhibit statues. Everyone has their freedom. But the real Mary would not be an aficionado of statues. And she was somebody very devoted to the God, the real God. And she knew that the Scriptures had promised that a Messiah would come to be the Savior of the world, to take the sins of the world upon himself. And she, her whole mission was to lift up her son and not to draw attention to himself, to herself. And in prayer, she never asked people to pray to herself. She said, this is whatever he says to you, do it. That was her message. Whatever he says to you, and to ask Jesus directly. So she never put herself as a mediator for people's prayers. And she was also very much into the hope of Israel, because in her great prayer, she said, God has remembered Israel, raised up a leader for Israel. So she was very cognizant of the promises given to Israel, which are irrevocable, according to the Scriptures, are irrevocable promises.
Okay.
So she was an amazing prophetic figure. And if the Irish people, who have a respect for Mary, and so many do, really read the message of her life, you would find it most transforming, especially the way she pointed to her son and his work.
Okay, can I cut in there with you, Paul?
Yes,
and just say,
absolutely, Katie.
What do you think of this exhibition then?
Well, I wouldn't be interested in the exhibition, but I certainly support the woman's right to have that hobby of collecting statues and exhibiting them. And anyone who wants to see it, I hope they enjoy it. But it's so different to the message of the real prophetic woman, Mary, who was one of the greatest prophets.
It doesn't sound like... Can I just say, Paul, that the Mary you described there doesn't sound like somebody you would attach the feminist icon title to?
No, I wouldn't. But if people want to put any label they want according to their description or their prism through which they see reality, that's not my problem.
And you don't think it's in any way offensive to do anything in that line?
It doesn't offend me, but it mightn't be an accurate portrayal of the Mary of the Scriptures.
Okay, let me go to Margaret Lonergan, Connolly. Margaret?
Yes, hi. This is the point where I lose my voice. Now, hello?
Hello, Margaret, go ahead.
Yes, you're going to say something to me?
No, I was just going to say, would you agree with Paul there in terms of...
No, well, I mean, there's so much that I see wrong with this discussion. So much. First of all, the egotism that came into it on the part, particularly of the people who are anti the exhibition, and then the man who came on to I don't know what he was doing. He had his own axe to grind anyway, and he was quite irrelevant. Came on about Islam, etc. What I would like to get to is to say that even Paul there, who spoke, he's talking about a Mary from inside the books of the Testament, and Mary appears very little in the New Testament.
Yeah, we made that point already. It's hard to know really why some people have such a full
picture. What Paul is talking about is, you first of all have to take the Testament on board. What I'm saying is that Mary appears, or a figure similar, throughout history and throughout all religions. I am not a student of religion, but so I believe I've read that. For instance, that there was a virgin in Persia long before the date that Christ was supposed to be, and she had a son who died in the same way. I mean, the thing is, this is what I feel. Do you believe in God or a God, or do you not believe? Mary is not God, okay? She may have been his mother, and he definitely had a mother, because everybody does. But the point is, a lot of people put Mary, my mother, etc., and they forget about a belief, a basic belief in God, which ensures kindness to everybody.
But
Mary is supposed to have all kinds of ideas and opinions about people, and you have to come to me and all this, no sin. And then an atheist will come on and say that that the media are using the airwaves to go against Catholicism. And I know there were issues, and there still are, and they're in the psyches of many people. But we have to get all over that and go ahead.
But do you not get as part of and a strand of Catholicism is this devotion to the Blessed Virgin? And should we have the Knock Shrine here?
All the Marian shrines. To be quite honest, it's exactly what I say. It turns people away from God rather than the other way.
Okay,
people won't sit down and talk and think for themselves. Sorry, but that's not a popular idea.
Okay. Stay with us, Mary. I want to go to Carmel. Carmel in Dublin. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
We've only got a couple of minutes left, Carmel.
Okay.
But so
it's
make your point.
It is. Yeah. No. I've never done this before, but I'm literally just in the door from Knock Shrine for the umpteenth time, and I was outraged when I heard them referring to the Blessed Virgin as a feminist and a goddess. A goddess is pagan. The Blessed Virgin is the Blessed Virgin, the Mother of God.
Excuse me, sorry, we were all pagans first, but however.
Well, we're not now, we're lucky. And if you go through the Bible, you'll find the Hail Mary in the Bible.
Where?
And what I want to say is if you don't believe it, don't knock
it.
Received umpteen graces from our Blessed Lady. Oh. And I just felt outraged. The greatest virtue to God is purity and humility.
Okay,
and Our Lady is the epitome of both. Very few of us are. But I just found it outrageous
just
to call her a feminist. Our Lady looked after baby Jesus and Jesus the young man, and that was her job. And to call her a feminist.
As all mothers do.
Exactly. But to call her a feminist, she wasn't running around shouting for equality with the apostles.
Well, listen, that's another day's work. What is a feminist?
So if you don't like it, missus, leave it alone and join something else.
Carmel, I don't want to talk over you. Carmel, I don't want to talk over you, but I'm actually out of time. I'm going to have to take another break before we go. You made your point, and thank you for doing it. I appreciate you don't normally come on radio shows. Margaret, thank you for that. And Rosita, let me just go to this break.